Jerry Bader Show, 1020-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason, I want to read that email before we take calls. We received an earlier email from a woman who blamed Monica Lewinsky. A new public opinion poll shows she's still reviled, and Bill Clinton has been forgiven even by Republicans, even by conservatives. A woman writes, Jerry, there is no victim here. Both consented to the actions. It's still a good old boys club, and the male gets patted on the back. Attaway, attaboy, way to give her the old you-know-what. Yet she's a homewrecker because she's breaking up a marriage. It's holding the female to a higher standard than the male. Women are harder on women that break up or interfere in relationships than the males. Why? Because women have allowed this behavior for men more often than not in order to preserve the happy home for children, etc. It's still socially acceptable for an older man to get with a younger woman, but it's not as socially acceptable for an older woman to be with a much younger male. I agree with a lot of that. I have some other thoughts on this, too. Why the country still hates Monica Lewinsky and Bill has been forgiven. Deb on the road. Deb, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hi. I really believe it's the mainstream media has condoned it, and they shove it down your throat so much that I think a lot of people think if you actually have some morals and go, no, this is wrong, that people look down on you. And, you know, I have daughters that are in that range, and I'm sorry, if a 52-year-old man can't, he was the most important man in the United States, and a 21-year-old girl supposedly throws herself at him, and he can't say, no, that's wrong, and yet everybody thinks it's okay. If it was their daughter, would they think that's okay? If it was their daughter that's now being dragged through the mud, would they think it's okay?
See, Deb, and that's the thing. When you know, I'm looking at this very differently now. You know, when we look back at this, I have daughters at or near that age, and that is the way I look at this now. And I don't know how this cuts across age lines, but you know, you mentioned the media, and I think that's a big reason why Bill Clinton has been forgiven. Why do you think, though, she is still hated to the level that she is, even by Republicans?
I think it's because women who, they want Hillary, they want Bill, they want this. When another woman won't stand up for her, why should anyone else? And shame on all the women out there who are mothers, who are blasting this young girl. Did she make a mistake? Absolutely. But she's been paying for it for 20-some years. And he had an action that, you know, he's going to keep doing it, and he'll probably do it forever. But now they all want Hillary as the president. So now everybody's supposed to just forget about it. And I don't understand how anybody with any kind of morals or ethics could forgive Bill and not this girl. I mean, I'm not saying she did anything right, but I'm certainly not saying that he did anything right either.
Deb, thanks a lot for the call. We just got an email that I think is pretty close to a huge factor here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Public opinion survey shows that Bill Clinton's popularity is sky high. His favorables are much higher than his unfavorables, and the American public, across ideological lines, does not hold the Monica Lewinsky scandal against him. She continues to be reviled and hated. Why? I can understand. Here's the part that I think is pretty obvious. Why he's been forgiven. The media assisted in that. Time does that. But why not for her? That he has been, I think, is relatively self-explanatory. That she hasn't. Even with the image redo that she tried to do with the Vanity Fair interview, it just ain't happening. Why? Bob in Wausau. Bob, go ahead.
Very simple, and I'll keep it short. She is the instrument for the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Okay, you're on to something there. You were going to keep it short, but maybe not quite that short. And?
Well, someone has to be responsible for bringing Bill Clinton down and being that it's a vast right-wing conspiracy. She is the easiest fall guy, or in her case, fall girl, to take it.
Bob, well done. well done. Okay, there are liberals who still believe the vast right-wing conspiracy. Remember when Hillary said that this crap was all made up? And if that crap was all made up, then she was this stooge. She was this plant. And a lot of them still believe that. That's why she hit on Bill, because this was all part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. Now, there's more than one reason here, but I think that's part of the reason. She is still seen as this political instrument. Kevin on the road. Kevin, go ahead.
I think the biggest reason for Monica still being despised or whatnot is that Team Clinton, including former First Lady Hillary, did an excellent job with the media's assistance of absolutely destroying her, just like they did every other female that Bill seemed to have some form of naughty relations with.
Yeah, they were called the Bimbo Eruption Emergency Response Team. And that's
it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing how that organization or that group of people, including Hillary, actually treated women, isn't it?
It is. And Kevin, thanks a lot for the call. And that's a big part of it too, is the way that she was treated. Now I'm telling you right now, there if a 50-something conservative took advantage of a 20-something intern even all these years later, it would still, he would be the bad guy. There's one other element here, though, that an emailer pointed out. Myra in Tomahawk. Myra, go ahead.
Hi there, Jerry. I think part of it is they are blaming her because she saved the dress and she had plans to use it if she had to.
Okay, there are that's a good point. There are elements of the story that make it look like she was trying to set him up. I don't believe that, but yeah, Myra, I would agree that was out there. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's something else I was thinking that a listener brought up, that this was the beginning of sex scandals being no big deal. The way that this was marginalized by Democrats in the media at the time, it's just, they're just two consenting adults, blah, blah, blah. The fact that he received oral sex in the Oval Office was no big deal. The same Oval Office graced by some of the greatest leaders of the free world, including Ronald Reagan, who so revered the office, he wouldn't take his suit coat off. But Bill Clinton would drop trow to get a Hummer. Did you know that, Jason, that Ronald Reagan wouldn't take his suit coat off in the Oval Office because he had that much respect? Well, see, here's another thing. Poor, poor Monica, really? I'm not saying that. I'm saying why aren't they being treated the same? That's what I'm saying. People are forgetting one major factor. What kind of woman keeps a dress with semen on it and doesn't wash it right away? I'll see. That's the type of thing that feeds into this. But sex scandals have become blasé now. John and Stevens Point, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. I think part of the issue is that when the story first came out, started coming out, and the naval friend she had who was leaking the information also stated that, you know, when Monica told her that when she got the job, her whole point in going to be in the White House was to try to seduce the president.
Yeah.
And that sort of leads into why people blame her, like she's the go-getter.
And
not to excuse Clinton at all for his actions, but...
See, and that's the thing, John, I got to run. I'm sorry I'm tight on time, but that's the thing, is she's seen as the instigator of the relationship, but my argument is she was 20-something and he was 50-something, and were the roles changed in terms of political ideologies, I think it would be very different. It is 10:30, running a little late here. Want to remind... Well, it's my fault, I know that. Want to remind you... just say we're running late. Want to remind you about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I've lost about 55 pounds now. My wife continues to have a lot of success entering her second week. She's lost, I think, over 10 pounds. Had a very happy morning on the scale today. Shared it with me via email. And just as I've been telling you, as he did for me, Dr. Litwin monitors very closely what she's doing. She has any questions. If the scale stalls a little bit, which it actually did for her already, he's there to change things, tweak things, so you're not in the dark. That's why it's called a doctor-supervised weight loss program, not a diet. And again, you can get that kind of service from him if you're listening in Sheboygan, Wausau, Fond du Lac, wherever. This can work for you. The phone and the email, great tools. Call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.